Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Shalom and welcome to the
Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Pacific. Oh, my, I got that all mixed up. welcome to the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sopka with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. And then once again, you're tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to go ahead and get tonight's show started. My co-host, please introduce yourself.
Professor Kuda Haran.
Again, tonight's topic is Jesus Christ only came and died for the children of Israel. And this stems off of a conversation that I had with a non-believer, someone that's ever learning but never able to come to the truth. Today at today's Good in the Hood Festival, and he had no understanding of the scriptures, but he's trying to teach us as far as who Jesus Christ came for. And he caught up in where the scriptures say all people, this and that. Again, Jesus Christ is clear when he talks about who he came to die for. Let's get that. Let's get Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, please.
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying,
now, the 12, who are the 12? The 12 are the 12 apostles. Jesus Christ, 12 apostles. He's instructing them to do something. Come on.
Saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not.
So again, Jesus Christ is giving them sound instructions. Don't go into the city of Samaria, because again, there was a controversy in the land of Samaria of where Jacob's well would be and where the Holy Land is. Again, Jacob's well, that was in Samaria. And they thought, the people of Samaria thought that that was the Holy Land. But again, Jerusalem is the Holy Land. So there was some confusion on where the Holy Land was. So he said, don't go into that part yet. Go ahead.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
But go what?
Rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Did it say everybody?
To the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Did it say all people?
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Again, Jesus Christ said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The children of Israel. It's always been about the children of Israel. And even when people, we tell people, we're passing out flyers for our church. They say, what church? We tell them, the one true church. Or we tell them the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. And they say, what church is that? It's the one church. Can you get that for me, please, Aaron? The church in the wilderness?
Yes. Acts 7:38.
Mm-hmm.
This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in Mount Sinai and
okay.
With our father.
I'm sorry, read it again and stop at the end of the verse.
Verse 7. Or 37?
Yeah.
Okay. Acts chapter 7, verse 37. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear.
Okay, so give it to me where first it talks about Israel, then it talks about the church. So whatever verses those are.
Yes. Verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
So again, this verse talks about there being a church in the wilderness. So now let's identify that church. Next verse.
Verse 39. To whom our fathers would not obey, but trust.
No, no, no. You're not giving me the verses. Again, give me start at verse 34.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, 33. Come on.
Yes, sir. Then said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Verse 34. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I've heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refuse, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out. After that, he had shewed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me.
So him, again, go ahead.
Him shall you hear.
So again, is identifying Moses with the children of Israel. So listen closely. Come on.
Verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
This is he that was in the what?
In the church. In the wilderness.
Again, so what was that church that was in the wilderness? The children of Israel. The children of Israel. It's always been about the children of Israel. Always. Regardless of how you interpret the scriptures, it's always been about the children of Israel. Give me Matthew chapter 15, verse 24.
But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Again, this is Jesus Christ out of his own mouth. He says, I am not sent, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I had a baboon tell me earlier. See, it said but. See, it said but. You know what but means? Yeah, you a but. He tried to tell me the but meant that he wasn't talking about the children of Israel. Read that again, sir.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Again, crystal clear. Jesus Christ said he's only sent but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's clear. Clear. Let's get Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Let's see what Paul has to say about the matter.
Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God?
That was verse 1?
Oh, I thought you said 4. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Just pause at each verse.
Yes, sir. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit.
Again, Paul was in the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm giving you the truth. I ain't got no reason to lie to you. He said, I'm in the Holy Spirit. Come on.
Verse 2, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart.
Come on.
Verse 3, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
According to the what?
The flesh.
According to the flesh. Listen closely. Come on.
Who are Israelites?
Who are everybody? What'd you say, sir?
Who are Israelites?
Who are all people? What'd you say, sir?
Who are Israelites?
Who is the whole entire? Who is the whole entire world? Because that's what my limited understanding tells me. What'd you say, sir?
Who are Israelites?
Israelites. The Bible says Israelites, and it's crazy because when we say that word Israelite, people were like, what's that? What's an Israelite? Paul said, Paul said he was for the Israelites. his brother. He called him his brother. He called him his kinsman. And he said, according to the flesh. Who are what?
Israelites.
Come on.
To whom pertaineth the adoption?
The adoption of sons back to the Father. Come on.
And the glory?
And all the glory that's coming with the kingdom. Come on. And the covenant of God. Come on.
And the giving of the law.
The law was given to the Israelites. Come on.
And the service of God.
Only Israelites can be the servants of God. Come on. They only can do the service. Come on. All the high holy days, holy convocations, and Sabbaths. Come on.
And the promises.
All the promises belong to the Israelites. Come on.
Verse 5. Who are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh, Christ came.
The Bible tells you clearly, Christ came into the flesh for who? The Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get a precept on the laws only being given to the Israelites. Let's get Psalms 147, 19, 20. You can read that all the way through. Take your time with the verses.
He sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
You see what David said? David said, I praise God that the Lord is only dealing with the Israelites, that the covenants and the judgments and the penalties of the law was only given to the Israelites. I dare somebody speak against King David. Go ahead. I dare you. Give me Romans chapter 10, verse 1.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Who did Paul want to be saved?
Israel.
Everybody?
Israel.
All people?
Israel.
Again, it shows you that our people are blind. It shows you how people are blinded. Now, give me Romans 11 and 1.
I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite.
Who is God's people? Who are God's people?
For I also am an Israelite.
What did Paul say?
For I also am an Israelite.
Paul is identifying God's people. He says, I also am an Israelite. Come on.
Of the seed of Abraham. Of the tribe of Benjamin.
Now, let's see if Peter, is in agreement with Paul. Let's get 1 Peter 1 and 1.
Apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Verse 2.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. So now, Peter said to the strangers scattered. And he might say, but Peter didn't say Israelites. Okay, let's see what James said. James 1 and 1.
James 1:1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting.
What did James say? What did James say, sir? Read that again.
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting.
Now explain to me how you're going to get out of this. Explain to me how you're going to come and say Jesus Christ, God, Paul, Peter, they meant something else. So you don't have no understanding of the scripture. That's the problem. Give me Acts chapter 2, verse 5.
Acts chapter 2, verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
They said there was Jews. There was Jews from where, sir?
devout men out of every nation under heaven.
Again, why was it Jews? Why was it Jews out of every nation under heaven? Because the Israelites were scattered. That's why Peter said to the strangers scattered. The strangers scattered. But here's the thing. You want Jesus Christ. You want God to be for all people because you love all people. See, it ain't about the spirit. It's about your flesh. That's what it is. You see, you got children by the Caucasian woman. That's the problem. That's the issue. It's personal. It ain't biblical. Yeah, we getting out to the point now. Now, the people on the phone chat, they even getting mad, making noises in the back. They turning red right now. Again, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has always been for the children of Israel. Those are his people. Even though he made every person on the planet, he loves his people. His chosen people are the Israelites, have always been the Israelites. Again, the scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Israelites are always going to be Jesus Christ's people forever. With that, I'm going to say God bless you. Shalom. Thank you for tuning in to Light and PDX. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 Eastern. And don't forget to check out the number one website on the planet, www.comforter.info. With that, until next week, we say God bless, good night, and shalom.
JP Bank.